Everything you can think of.
Domineering type of Jew.
Okay, what would you would you have a name for a domineering type of Jew? What would you call him?
Well, let's see. One who brags, I think. Braggadocio.
Okay, but what, would you have a name for that type of person, though? I mean, a little epithet or a title you'd use, and you wouldn't call him necessarily, you wouldn't call him a Hebrew, would you?
Well, I've heard that remark.
Okay, good. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Anything else? Any other... not offhand?
No.
Okay. How about any names for Oriental or for Protestant fundamentalists?
Well, I really have never looked into the question of fundamentalists. So
okay. Okay. Good.
Drop me.
All right. How about Orientals?
Well, you've got your Japs.
All right.
You've got your Chinamans, Chinks.
Okay.
Your Koreans.
Do you have any name for Koreans?
I never heard of anything rough, okay. So to speak.
Okay. Now how about Spaniards and or Mexicans? Or Puerto Ricans. Do you have any names for them?
No, I really haven't indulged in use.
Okay. How about the words such as kike and shimi? Or have you ever heard the word mock used? This is, I think, a North Side expression. I just wondered if you're familiar with it.
Mock I haven't heard, but the other two that you mentioned.
You've heard.
I've heard.
You've heard them, but you never used them.
I never used them
okay.
Myself.
Okay, good. Now, how about, I guess that's all. This is important. How about, derogatory terms have you heard in your lifetime, words I'm sure you don't use yourself, but derogatory terms toward Germans? Especially during the war, you heard a lot of this. There were a lot of anti-German feeling in this country during the two world wars. And I just wondered if you could think of any. My mother remembered some, and I just wondered the names that she had been called. And I just, or not necessarily yourself, maybe you weren't ever called names, but names that you've heard used about. My grandmother remembered some of these too.
Well, Nazis would be one remark.
Okay.
And the militarists.
Yeah. How about in World War I, this is the word that everybody used during World War I to refer to the Germans. Remember that? Germans were called?
Bogies? Or something similar to it?
No, I was thinking of that. That's an H. Remember that? Huns?
Yeah, that's
sure.
That's one remark, but all those things have slipped my mind.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's fine. That's
40 odd years ago.
Oh, well, certainly. Listen, you do quite well remembering as many things as you do. Now, how about the man who delivers your mail? What is he?
He's a letter carrier. Or I've heard postman too.
You'd probably call him a letter carrier.
Yeah. Huh?
If someone was at the door, someone's ringing, someone knocks at the back door, and you're busy doing something, and you can't come at that instant, what might you holler to the person?
Wait a minute.
Sure.
Tied up.
Okay, good.